It is 9:30 on your Monday morning, and it is time for City Matters, an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with City Manager Ed Gordon, members of the staff and or management of the city. And first of all, welcome in. Nice to see you. And you brought along a couple of people as well.
I did. Happy
VJ Day to you, though.
Well, it is. It was on the 12th of August, 1945, that through the Swiss Embassy, 3 days after Nagasaki, that the through the Swiss, the Japanese accepted the Potsdam Agreement. All the principles of the Potsdam Agreement, except for one thing, and that is they would not give up the emperor's position.
Correct.
But unconditionally, they surrendered, except for that, and the Americans allowed the Allies allowed. The Japanese to retain the emperor.
Yes.
Hirohito. But the military surrendered. I think there was some opposition to that, but the military and the government of Japan surrendered on the 12th very quietly.
Yes.
Thus bringing to an end the war to end all wars, killing close to 100 million people.
That document later signed is September.
On the Missouri, MacArthur, representing the United States of America, giving a very moving, just a very brief speech as accepting the surrender of Japan, and then the rebuilding of the world began. But the Cold War began,
yes,
and did not end until Mr. Gorbachev removed the wall separating East and West Berlin. So that was the conclusion. Really, of the Second World War was when that wall came down. The war continued on till then.
Ronald Wilson Reagan, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And he did, and that ended the Second World War.
So yes, it did.
It was in a Cold War form. Well, that's our history lesson for today, Charlie.
Always happy to talk history with you.
And may we always remember these days, because they are of supreme importance to our history and to where we are, why we are what we are today. And I try and remind my children and grandchildren of this on a regular basis.
There are names on a bridge not far from here.
That's exactly. And thank God for those who were so willing to give so much that we might retain what we have and be who we are as a people. Charlie, I have with us this morning two individuals. I'll just mention that we have Mr. Mike Bailey, our CFO. But we're going to start with Mr. David Wood.
I'm just the chauffeur.
You're the chauffeur. I think I drove.
Oh,
and
I didn't even get to do that.
So said something about Miss Daisy when I fell on the stairs this morning. And of course, I've already got my. Remember that the two guys click and clack. I've got Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe on the phone line to discuss my lawsuit against Kevin Potter from the injuries I sustained with witnesses this morning.
It was hard to talk through the laughter. It was coming from everywhere. I'm not sure who all was laughing, but there was a lot of them.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I was otherwise occupied and cannot attest to anything.
You'll be a witness then. You'll be diagnosed by a lawyer shortly. David Wood is the president of the Barzil Development Authority.
Good morning, Ed. Hi, Charlie.
Kind of the CEO of that particular organization. And David is the one who works quietly behind the scenes. And David, how long have you been with the what was formerly the Barzil Development Corporation, the BDC, but then a couple of years ago became the BDA. How long have you been with the BDA?
Coming up on 9 years.
9 years you've lived in the city of Bartlesville. I think you came from, what is the Sooners, the Show Me State? I'm not sure what Louisiana even would be.
Sportsman's Paradise.
It is on their license plate.
Is it? Well, I haven't seen Louisiana license plate in probably 35 years, but I'm glad to know that it's called the Sportsman's State. Of course, that's probably, they named it that from Duck Dynasty, and that family.
It was better than a home of Mardi Gras.
Well, it certainly would be. Yeah. But David, you let's talk about the name BDA. That's an acronym for
Bartlesville Development Authority. So we thought we had enough acronyms, and the former Bartlesville Development Corporation merged with the Bartlesville Development Authority about 3 years ago.
And the focus what is the job of the Bartlesville Development Authority? What are they charged with doing? And then we'll talk about why and how they exist.
Okay. The Development Authority survives off a half-cent sales tax. Every 5 years, the city of Bartlesville has an election, and they decide whether or not they're receiving value for that quarter cent that they put in every 5 years. And since 1985, they have continued to fund the BDA, or the BDC, depending on our primary mission is the recruitment, retention, and expansion of primary industry. And we define a primary industry of an enterprise that exports goods and services and imports money, which ends up in Mr. Bailey's coffers and the general fund in the form of sales tax collections.
So this was formed, that is, the BDA was formed by who? City Council. And this began under, as I recall, Arch Robbins in the late 80s. Middle to late 80s, 85, 86, 87, is when this organization began. And as originally, they put it under the wheelhouse directly of the city council. And then the city council discovered that they really weren't, they were so diverse and their skill sets were not such that they're the ones who should do economic development. So they put together this corporation to do economic development. And they received, they asked the citizens of the city, as you just said, to approve a quarter cent sales tax. And from that time to this, that sales tax has been renewed every 5 years to fund economic development. And you're still charged with exactly the same thing. And in recent years, the BDA has had success in retaining and expanding primary jobs. David, talk just a little bit about that board first. The board, how many members are on the board, and the president, who heads that up?
Chairman Bob Frazier, and we have...
You're the president. Chairman, yes.
We have the chairman, Bob Frazier, and we have four other board members.
Okay.
Martin Garber, Lori Roll, Ford Drummond, and Glenn Bonner rounds out that.
They make up this eclectic board, this diverse board that represents economic development in the city of Bartlesville. And it, by the way, it really doesn't, it's not just the city of Bartlesville. Economic development and retention of jobs and expansion now of retail affect the whole area.
Oh, absolutely. Particularly, certainly the entire county.
And David, talk just a moment about, you've talked about primary jobs. Talk a little bit about the charge of retail development.
About 4 years ago, it became obvious that we were losing a substantial amount of sales tax to our friends and neighbors to the south. A mass exodus of money leaving the community. And if we were going to plug that hole, we were going to have to get really serious about recruiting retail opportunities here in Bartlesville so people can shop at home and the sales tax would stay here. So over the last 4 years, we've been successful in that regard. It really began with Tractor Supply. And then since that time, we've had Atwoods, Silver Lake Village, which should be opening within the next 60 days, is going to be a major sales tax contributor. And of course, there's great things going on over at Eastland right now. Chick-fil-A, which was the number one requested brand, looks like the pad's ready to go there.
Job expansion and retention. What other successes have you all experienced? And when I say y'all, let's inject, who makes up the staff of the BDA? As we talk about successes, who are those that work in that particular department?
Jared Patton, who's been with us about 3 years. Jared's the vice president, and then we have an AA and the person that handles our bills and make sure that everything gets paid on time. Laura Clark's doing a fine job for us too. Total staff of three.
Three individuals. And now moving back about the charge of retail development. When did that, because originally the city council that has charged the BDA with certain responsibilities originally did not include any retail development. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
And so, but in how long ago did you all begin the process of looking into retail?
It was about 3 to 4 years ago when the sales tax numbers were really beginning to plummet, and there was a recognition that we had to do something to address that.
And of course, I think some of our citizens are very familiar with, but our government and the operation of our government itself, what we call the general fund, is funded by sales tax. And the state of Oklahoma, other entities, governmental entities in the state of Oklahoma, can use other funds for its operation, but not municipal government. Municipal government is funded primarily by sales tax, and which is a flaw in the Constitution, and one that needs to be fixed, because sales tax has become increasingly difficult to collect on out-of-state entities with online sales tax. And of course, you're funded by a quarter-cent sales tax that is, as you said, approved every 5 years, and it affects you.
Absolutely.
And as more and more shopping is done online, and it's going to take a legislative patch on a federal level. Mayor Dale Copeland is on a committee in the state of Oklahoma overseeing the effort to collect online sales tax, but that still seems to be a way off, as the cities across Oklahoma suffer from declining sales tax because of the internet and people shopping online. It's very convenient to shop online. But David, the retail development, let's talk a little bit about that and its development in, as we think of beyond just, for instance, ABB and its expansion. I know there, as we talk about primary jobs, the facility was expanded by how many square feet?
It was doubled, another 100,000 square feet, about 2013, I believe.
And of course, there's been a downturn in the economy in the energy sector, which is having an effect in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, as oil here restructures itself to find a place to fit with $40 to $50 a barrel oil. So you all, along with the primary jobs, you're looking at retail development. Now let's talk about that charge that was given by council to you all. What is that, or that duty, that responsibility?
We were specifically asked to address the retail problem in that keep the sales tax at home. So you mentioned ABB. That was slated to bring in 265 engineers at wages greater than $65,000 a year. That would have meant all of those households eventually go to the grocery store, they buy tires, they do all of those things. The sales tax on that ends up in the city's coffers, and that's how the city's able to provide the goods and services. All of that makes perfect sense and works great, but it's predicated on those new employees live and shop in Bartlesville. And I think the recognition was there that we have a situation where Bartlesville employees are contributing to some really fine amenities in Owosso. So it was time to do whatever it takes to bring those brands that are in high demand to Bartlesville so we can retain the sales tax on that. You know, there's a huge disruption going on in retail right now with old established brands. You mentioned online sales. That's certainly a factor. In our case, we were very, very fortunate because there was always winners and losers. And when you look at brands like Ross and TJ Maxx, they are in the absolute upswing. So the older brands that are beginning to phase out and struggle, we're replacing those with the brands that are now on the upswing to generate those sales tax dollars.
And as we think, you just mentioned two stores. Let's talk just a moment about retail development in the form of Silver Lake Village.
Well, we have Ross, TJ Maxx, Petco, I believe there's a Rack Room Shoes and Ultra Beauty Supply.
And David, behind the scenes, you and Jared go to different places to market Bartlesville. Is that right?
That is correct.
And in that marketing effort, you meet companies that do retail development. And as also you looking for those who bring primary jobs to Bartlesville and expand. We want to talk about STC before we conclude and their vision. But let's talk, stay on retail for just a moment. Tell us about GBT and how did Silver Lake Village get, why is it here?
Brands are always looking for an opportunity to do an expansion in markets that they believe that they can make money. We got pretty aggressive with throwing our name out there, and also it was important that in order for a brand to locate in their community, in your community, there has to be an appropriate site for them to locate. So it's not only size, but also the geography, and the most important thing is a traffic count. So there's sort of a misnomer that people believe that the BDA has the power to select what brand comes or where they're coming. It really doesn't work that way. It's our job to figure out what is their matrix, who would be appropriate for Bartlesville, who is it that we could actually build a business case where they could be successful. I think we got that word out there to the extent that Bartlesville came on the radar of GBT, which is a fantastic national developer that's done scores and scores of shopping center. And at this point, now we have an organization with the power of GBT that is out pitching Bartlesville. So that's pretty effective marketing.
It is effective marketing. And a part of that marketing, you are part of a study that was done about retail leakage, and you also have mentioned two times, you mentioned the Chick-fil-A, and it was one of the number one choices for an eatery in Bartlesville. What are you talking about, David, in that, what study?
As we were looking at the decline, the slide in the sales tax, what it really came down to is there was new people coming to work in Bartlesville in professional capacities, but they weren't living here. The horrifying stat that really kicked this all off was over the last 10 years, we had had 2% population growth, yet we had 10% job growth. So clearly the new people that were coming in to work here, professionals to work here, were choosing to live elsewhere. And we wanted to do the research to find out specifically why are you choosing to live elsewhere. And it was very clear. It was retail, nightlife, and restaurants. So if the goal was to get the new employees from the primary industries that we were recruiting and expanding here to live here, then the community needed to make some modifications so that this would be in a community that would be attractive for those new families. It also turns out that those same brands were the most requested brands by the people that already do live here. So it's improving the quality of life.
And people would be amazed at our market share. Where is our market from? Where did you discover who do we draw from? Tulsa? Do we draw from Tulsa?
We do not draw much from Tulsa at all. That's one-way traffic out of there. We do have the benefit of, and especially now with the opening of Silver Lake Village, there's pretty good, about 12 to 14,000 in the Kansas area between Independence and Coffeyville. And likely, they were driving right through Bartlesville on their way to Owosso. We expect that they'll be stopping here now. So in total, Bartlesville's about 35,000, the county's 50 or 55,000, and we can add another 15 from Kansas for draw. It should make a substantial impact in sales tax collection.
And of course, those things, the study was done, cooperative study between the BDA, and of course the Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Wilton, her board, and the city of Bartlesville. We all kind of shared in this study together to give direction to the market. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so as we, in an effort to plug that leak, David, GBT has come on board. They have this vision. But one of the questions that is being asked is what happened to, there's two phases, well, more than that, but there are two phases to this primarily. What we see there next to the east side of Lowe's is phase one. And then we notice that phase two has come out that it's being canceled. What happened?
Well, I think that's obviously very disappointing. We heard we got the call on that on Tuesday morning of last week. I think it's really important that everybody knows this was not a Bartlesville issue, not in any way, shape, or form. A lot of stores that were on deck across the country from Academy Sports were also axed. Academy Sports had a major layoff, and you know, reading their tea leaves on the economy, they said this was a time to pull in their horns. And everything that could be stopped, that what wasn't underway, was in fact stopped. So I think it's really important for the people to know that this wasn't just Bartlesville. And in fact, I believe GBT had 3, 4, 5 different shopping centers across the country that were going to be anchored by Academy Sports, which were also deferred indefinitely.
Deferred indefinitely. So the city of Bartlesville and the canceling of Academy and its development, we're still in full support and would welcome them.
Absolutely. We've been advised that the earliest that markets of our size now would be reconsidered, and again, markets of our size, not specifically Bartlesville, we're looking at 2020 before we would be back on deck for that.
But so it is not a no that's with an exclamation point behind it. There's still that opportunity and of course, economy in the energy sector. And of course, they're a group out of, I think, Katy, Texas Academy. And they know what the energy sector is and how it's being affected today. But we're looking for that.
BDA really is a sales organization. So, you know, Ed, you've been around me long enough to, we're certainly not diplomats.
Yes, I've noticed that about you, David. We will not discuss that.
We want to see the numbers. What is the revenue flows? But as a sales organization where Academy in Phase 2 comes in, we don't interpret it as no. We just interpret it as not yet.
David, dust off that crystal ball. I see you dragging it out. Do we have the cam on?
I can.
Russ got his Ditto cam. Okay. I don't know what. This is instead of the Ditto.
The Kevin cam is down.
Oh, man. The Kevin cannon. All right, so let's drag up the crystal ball here, David, and let's talk about where we are with perhaps other things.
Well, one bit of really good news, and you mentioned SMC. It was out in the media that the BDA did approve an option to allow for Service and Manufacturing Corporation, that's Vesudovan's operation, to acquire 40 acres in Sunset.
We talk about people may not know who Vesudovan is. Vasu, of course, won't you give us talk a little bit about that company? A great company locally.
As he's affectionately known across the community, Vasu runs Service and Manufacturing Corporation and Service and Technology Corporation.
STC and SMC.
That's correct. And Vatu does absolutely amazing work in custom fabrication. So it's an amazing facility that he has out there, and he's in it for the long haul, and he plans to be doing, he's hoping to do a major expansion. I noticed that they had environmentalists out that were testing soil conditions and all for engineering over the weekend.
And where was this?
This is at Sunset, and this would be right off of Sunset Road, the former golf course, and this will be the first opportunity now for something to begin happening over there, and we're really excited about that. Most of the activity has been focused on the east side of town in the Bartlesville Industrial Park, so it's good to see something happening at Sunset.
Well, it is, and of course, how many acres did they get out of the old golf course?
They have an option to purchase 40 acres.
40 acres, and in that they're going to develop, I think, 4 different parcels in that 40 acres?
There are some drawings that are out there, and Vasu is pretty methodical in how he does it, so I suspect he'll start small, and we'll see that just continue to grow over the years.
And that's job retention and expansion.
Absolutely. And you know, it gets all of the press and excitement whenever there's a new recruitment, but the fact is 80% of all job growth comes from the people that are already here. So anything we can do to support that, we're absolutely on board with it.
All right, let's continue to look into that crystal ball, turn it just a little bit. Oh, who that just flew by on a bicycle. Talk a little bit about... You're going to give yourself away here, Charlie.
You got to know and follow all these things.
David does. He does the same thing.
David's lost.
Dorothy from Kansas.
Hey,
okay. Oh, my goodness. Dorothy from Kansas. It was no place like home. That crystal ball in retail, anything you can see in that?
Well, there was also in the news another one of the troubled brands. Everybody's aware that Kmart announced that they would be closing. Really pleased to report that we've been in contact with the owners of that building, and we think there's a pretty good opportunity that we may have that space filled shortly.
So the BDA is working with those who have development here. As one development closes, there's an opportunity for the development of that particular piece of property for perhaps retail.
Absolutely. It's always a moving target.
I'm glad to see that you're on it. Have you met with the property owners?
Absolutely. Did the walkthrough. We have an idea of what they would be looking to receive to be able to convey that property. And we're working with a tenant now that he asked me for the weekend to think about it.
Okay.
So we're pretty excited about that.
And so we look forward to good things in that area. David, anything you'd like to add to this? I know you have a whole sheet of things there to talk about. Anything you'd like to add to that?
I think we pretty much covered it, Ed.
Well, David, thank you for coming in, and to your board, and who is a volunteer group, to Mr. Bob Frazier, who heads that group up. We appreciate all the hard work, and it's quietly done, but you've been very effective, and we appreciate what you do.
Thank you very much.
Mike, you have 36 seconds.
Perfect. Just what I'm used to.
2 minutes, and now you're fixing to have 1 minute. Tell us, you have 1 minute, literally. Could you tell us about sales tax real quick?
Sales tax. Sales tax is looking a little better at the beginning of this year than it did at the close of last year. As you know, last year we finished and we were down pretty significantly. And it was even farther down than we had anticipated. Coming into this year, we had some hopes with new retail coming online and some of the old bad reports rolling off. So up to this point in the year, we're up about 1%, which doesn't sound like a lot until you realize that we expected to be down 2%. So it's actually about a 3% swing from where we thought we'd be at.
We kind of split the difference then, didn't we?
Yeah, we will. We'll take it. So we expected turnaround later in the year. Of course, it's very, very early. We got 2 months out of 12, so we're not gonna claim victory yet.
We're not gonna throw in the towel.
No, we're not gonna do that either.
And Mike, as we think about our sales tax, what does that generate annually, our share into the city of Bartlesville on an annual basis about?
So our sales tax should generate over $18 million. It's usually somewhere between $18 and $19 million. And of course, as we talked about, that supports the Bartlesville Development Authority. It supports the city of Bartlesville. And it also provides for the dedicated capital improvements that we have in our half cent capital improvement sales tax.
And it is the life's blood of
absolutely
of this city. And again, as we've emphasized, Mike, you serve on a board with the tax liaison board with the city of Bartlesville now. I was on that group representing, I think there's seven cities across the state.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City and Tulsa are both on it.
Yep.
The city of Bartlesville is on it.
Yep.
Edmond.
Got a lot of small, medium-sized cities in Oklahoma.
And we certainly have a seat at the table with the tax commission and that tax liaison board as we discuss the future of the economies across the state. 550 cities across the state of Oklahoma are almost solely dependent upon sales tax.
Well, and it's very much, you see a rural and an urban divide very much. So Oklahoma City and Tulsa, they struggle, they go up and down, but you see the growth in those areas. Cities like Bartlesville, we do our best, but we are challenged very much. Retail, as we talked about earlier, retail is undergoing a transformation, and we're caught in the midst of it. Unfortunately, our most important revenue source is linked to retail.
Well, Mr. Bailey, I appreciate the work that you and your staff do in tracking. And then, of course, in the development and spending, as the city council gives authority, appreciate the work that you do. Well, Charlie, if you're from the Marine Corps, Mickey's big hand is getting close to the 12, and his little hand.
An appropriate way to explain things to the officer.
Well, it certainly is. Charlie, thank you, and appreciate you, and God bless the city of Bartlesville.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville.